We have a group called Al-Shabaab, like Daesh in Syria, a terrorist group. They try to take the young people, like 15 years old, 12 years old, to be a soldier, to fight with the government. And I was a teacher and a businessman for a high school in back home. So one day they came to me and told me that you have to tell your students to follow us, to join our military. And I had one organization called Action Trust Union to tell the community it's not good to fight with the government or with Al-Shabaab, both of them. We were 16 people in one group to give education for the young people, to tell them don't fight, don't try to go any side with the government or with Al-Shabaab. So they're trying to force me to tell my student to be with them, but I didn't. The first they do, they went to my shops, my business place, and they shut down, and everything they took it away. So after that, they catch me in the midnight. They came back home to me, and so I was jailed 9 months with them. Luckily, I got free when the government came to the city. That's why I got a chance, and I was really sick. So the Somali government took me to Kenya, because it's very hard if Al-Shabaab catch someone and he got chance to be out of them. It is 100% dangerous. If they see you again, directly they will kill you. So the Somali government told me, you shouldn't stay here. You should go to Kenya and go to hospital. So I decided that I'm not going back home. I applied visa for Finland. I got the visa. Then I came here to Germany to seek an asylum. My father and my mother, she's still in Somalia. But I have family, my family is still in Kenya, my sister. And I have one sister in Finland. I have one brother in USA, one sister also in Malaysia. Now I work with the social work, and after 1 month, I will start with the psychology. Here in Turingen, I was the third person Somali. Now we are 1,560 people in Turingen. The first 2 years, we didn't get school languages. We didn't get anything, jobs, anything. The government says, beside Somali community, we don't have a constitution that allows for them now. So you shouldn't go anywhere, just stay. And it was very difficult for us. That we tried to build a Somali community in Thuringia, do projects to Somali people that at least to integrate the other society. And now we succeed. We did a protest, big protest, like 600 people came here in Erfurt, and we met with the parliament. We write a letter from the president to ask them that we need help. Within 3 months, we got the schools allowance, also the residents, everyone. I hope now Somalia is changing, because the government tried to fight much more and to spend the military. So they start fighting with Al-Shabaab. A lot of cities are cleared now. My city now is cleared. And there is a much and big hope now. I'm thinking every time if there is a chance, or if there is a like 80% peace back home, definitely I will go.